Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, just a warning that some of the details in this next report listeners may find distressing and it may not be suitable for younger ears. The Holy Ghost Order, now known as the Spiritans, and their involvement in some private schools in Ireland has come under renewed focus in recent weeks, with RTE's documentary on one Blackrock Boys shining a light on physical and sexual abuse in Blackrock College in the 70s and 80s. Now, former pupils of another Spiritan-run private school, Rockwell College, say they want an investigation into what they experienced during their time as pupils of the County Tipperary College. And Brian O'Connell has been investigating this for us. So Brian, you spoke to two former pupils.
Yes, and one of them has spoken to some media in recent weeks. And since then, some former pupils are now coming forward with their experiences. What they say, Claire, is that the regime in Rockwell College, particularly for boarders, was one of constant fear of violence and sometimes sexual abuse in the past. They want more done to address what happened to them. In some cases, they feel there should be more support for former pupils who suffered abuse. Now, Rockwell College calls itself one of Ireland's leading boarding schools. It educates some 500 pupils from all over Ireland and up to 20 countries internationally. One former pupil I spoke with says there were student strikes during his time at the college, and this is because of the level of violence some priests were inflicting on students. Some survivors I spoke to left Ireland perhaps a year, 2 years after leaving Rockwell, and they're actually still living abroad. They say both Rockwell College and the Spiritan Order could do a lot more to support former pupils who were victims, and some are now calling for a criminal investigation to be opened into historic issues at the college.
And you asked both Rockwell College and the Spiritans for comment on this.
Yes, and I'll come to what they said shortly, but Rockwell did say in their response that Rockwell continues to encourage any victims of abuse to come forward to engage with and avail of specific supports they've put in place, such as the Spiritan safeguarding officer. The college also says it's cooperated and continues to cooperate with any investigations.
So you spoke to Derek McCarthy, and Derek spoke to the Irish Independent and local radio about his experiences in recent weeks.
Derek McCarthy followed a family tradition of enrolling in Rockwell in the late 1970s as a boarder. So he describes the regime there as brutal, with violence and fear a weekly and sometimes daily experience. Derek alleges he was also sexually abused while he was a student. Eventually he left Rockwell and he told his father what happened, and his father went and collected his siblings from the school. This is some of Derek's experience.
I am a former student of Rockwell College, where I was abused while attending school in Rockwell in Cashel.
And do you want to talk a little bit, Derek, about the kind of environment Rockwell was?
Violence was a very common thing in Rockwell. It was an everyday occurrence with many students, by priests. They had complete reign over the students and power, and violence was something that they turned to on a very frequent basis. And when I talk about violence, physical abuse with leathers, drumsticks, and then fists.
And in your own case, then, the sexual abuse, Derek, when did that begin?
Began in my second year of Rockwell, which I would have been, 11 going on 12. You know, I carried this for 48 years, and I really just came out about 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. I pressed criminal charges in Ireland. I did that last January of 2022. My case has been, I believe my case has been presented to the Spiritans.
Since you've gone public, Derek, has anybody from the Spiritans reached out to you? Has anybody from Rockwell College reached out to you?
No. No contact by any official member of the Spiritans or Rockwell College. Yes, I'm surprised that nobody has reached out to me, but that's not to say that they haven't reached out to, the Gardaí or...
Did you make a report to Gardaí?
I did, yes. I did in Dundrum in January of 2022. And then I met with one of the lead detectives on this case out of myself and my wife just within the past 2 weeks.
So Derek also talked to me, Claire, about the nature of the sexual abuse against him and how it happened. Some of these details, again, listeners may find distressing.
It started with one particular evening. I was in study hall, and I went outside, and there was a priest, and That's where it all began. I went and talked to priests about this, and then they turned around. Like the second priest that started to abuse me, I went to him in confidence to tell him about this, and then he took full advantage. And he was one of the most violent people I've ever seen in my life. He would beat the hell out of me, excuse my language, with a drumstick, naked, over and over again, to where I was so weak. And then I was wide open for him to do whatever he wanted to me. It changed my life. It took my faith from me. It took my country from me. I left after I did my leaving. I left. I was gone because I just had to reinvent myself, bury it as deep as I possibly could, which I did for well over 40 years. I went on about my life.
What would you like to hear from either the Spiritans or from Rockwell at this point?
Well, I'd like acknowledgement. I would like I would like to see the Spiritans turn this around and offer help to these victims. Make restitution on what they did to my life and all these other victims. I mean, acknowledge it. They've hid from this for years. And obviously, you know, as life goes on, people like myself feel that it is time to bring this out. And I couldn't do it anymore. I just couldn't. And I'm so lucky that I have strength and I have an amazing support network between my family and my friends, both here and both in Ireland.
That's Derek. And you mentioned earlier, Brian, how the family association with Rockwell was really important for Derek.
Yes, and this is something you'll hear, Claire, from survivors. They say they're telling me they're following proud family traditions of going to Rockwell as boarders. For Derek, this aspect was particularly heartbreaking because of that family tradition, that association with Rockwell. It was and is a private school. Fees were significant at the time. Today, they're about €7,000 for a day pupil, about €15,000 for a boarder. So the fees, Derek's family would have had to make sacrifice to get him there, as he told me.
My father's a past pupil of Rockwell, my grandfather, my uncle, all my brothers. It was tradition. And, you know, my dad worked and worked and worked to send us to a higher education, to one of the best schools in Ireland. And he was heartbroken. He was devastated. One night I left. I was determined this is enough for me. And I told him about it. And I said that I was never going back. And I told him, and then he went down to Rockwell to pick up my two brothers. And that was that. Delighted that I was out of there. It was like a weight off my shoulders. Mm-hmm. And the poor man, he passed away in 2017. And I would talk little bits, but obviously, you know, I was doing my own thing over here, raising my own kids, and my dad was at home. But I think my father would be proud. Absolutely, 100%. My father would be proud for what I'm doing today, to stand up to these monsters. That's the best way I can describe them. These absolute monsters to do this to such a young boy. You know, I love Ireland and I love to go home. Mm-hmm. But, you know, decades I didn't go back because I just wanted no part of it. And I found Dublin again and I found my friends again. And I'm able to talk about it with no shame or embarrassment. I'm wide open. You can hear it in my voice. I think it's important to talk about this. And it's also helping me by talking about this, because it's giving, every time I talk about it, it gives me strength to keep going and to fight these monsters about this and for past and future victims.
Now, you spoke, Brian, to one other past pupil who wanted to talk to you about the violence that he experienced.
I spoke to Andrew Fitzpatrick, a 62-year-old man who was a pupil in the 1970s as a boarder. Andrew began by telling me about the environment as he found it in Rockwell in the 1970s.
I think it was my first day, certainly my first weekend in the school, there was a cinema that they used to have a film on. And I had missed the instructions the previous week, because I arrived late because my parents were trying to find an alternative school to get me into, a nicer one. I had missed the instructions as to how one was to exit the school. So the screening. So I tried to leave at the wrong time and I got punched unconscious for my trouble. I was knocked out on my first weekend, possibly my first day in school. And that kind of stuff went on a lot. So the same guy knocked a very small boy unconscious from a podium, sent him flying. I think that created a climate of fear.
And then the issue of sexual abuse, Andrew, which you witnessed.
Yeah, I witnessed only in one context, which was that there was a priest, and the way he worked was that he would correct boys' exercises. He'd sit in beside them in the at their desk, and he'd put an arm around them from one side and then eventually drop his hand into their trousers. He didn't pick on everybody. But this was, you know, we all saw this and we were all very afraid of it. And the same man used to beat people up kind of fairly randomly. So we were absolutely terrified of him.
The idea of going home and telling your parents that this is the culture, this is the environment, this is what's happening, it was very difficult to do that, I'd imagine.
Yes, I think, you know, we lived in an Ireland where the Catholic Church had a lot of power. And I think a lot of boys would have been either afraid to not be believed or afraid of getting into trouble.
At any stage, has anyone from the Spiritans or anyone from Rockwell College ever reached out to you as a past pupil to say, if you have had trauma or if you witnessed incidents or witnessed abuse, please get in touch with us here. We will provide you with certain supports.
Nobody has contacted me, but I understand that one of the other past pupils was contacted. What they should do, first of all, is apologise to all victims. This should be the subject of a criminal inquiry because, you know, crimes were committed.
So, Brian, you got in touch with both the Spiritans and Rockwell, as we said. So what did they have to say?
Yes, I put a number of specific questions to both the Spiritans and Rockwell. Now, the Spiritans said because An Garda Síochána has announced that it is carrying out investigations and that the government is considering the establishment of an inquiry or an investigation, they think it's prudent to concentrate their efforts on cooperating with the authorities in carrying out their work. So they didn't answer specific queries I put to them. They also want to concentrate their efforts in helping victims and survivors who've come forward in recent weeks through their safeguarding officers and to the restorative justice process that was launched in November 2022. Now, they provided us with contact details for the safeguarding coordinator. There's two individuals. We'll put those up on Twitter after this broadcast. So that's what the Spiritans had to say. I also got in touch with Rockwell College, Claire, and I asked the college, had they been made aware of past abuse? What was their response? Do they intend to reach out directly to victims? And how have they changed the culture in Rockwell College? They said to me they're aware a number of former pupils have come forward with allegations of historical abuse by members of the Spiritan congregation and lay staff. Rockwell College says it's abhorrent and hugely regrettable that former pupils were subjected to abuse while at the school. They continue to encourage any victims of abuse to come forward to engage with the Spiritan safeguarding officer, who's Liam Lally. Some allegations are subject, they say, to ongoing Garda investigations. They have cooperated. They continue to cooperate with any investigation in this regard. Now, in terms of the culture in Rockwell College today, they say the approach to safety and care is shaped by a clear regulatory framework that's underpinned by legislation. As we know, it's overseen by the Department of Education, by TUSLA. All teaching and non-teaching staff members as well as volunteers are vetted. So they say the holistic education, the personal development of pupils, it's all done in a supportive and safe environment today, and that's really central to their ethos.
Brian O'Connell, thank you for joining us and for telling us about that. And a reminder that there's a comprehensive list of helplines and phone numbers on our website. It's rte.ie/helplines. We'll be back after this.
Today with Claire Byrne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.